Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 13 will stand for the reading of the Word of God. Wherefore I desire that you faint not at my tribulations for you, which is your glory. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Father, we're glad this morning for the presence of the Lord in the house of God. I know, Lord, that you come by for a purpose. I know, Lord, that you have visited your people this morning to help us. We pray that in this service the presence of the Lord would continue. And Father, you would touch every life in this place and meet the needs in this house. If there's some soul pointed in the wrong direction this morning, pray that you'd turn them around, Lord. We pray, Father, that you'd help those that are discouraged to be encouraged. We pray that you'd help us to get a fresh hold of the love and power of God. We'll give you the glory and honor in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. You may be seated. I want to preach this morning for a few minutes on the love of Christ. This is a prayer of the Apostle Paul for the church at Ephesus. He prayed two prayers in the book of Ephesians. This is his second prayer that he prayed for this church. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, he said. And then he went on and prayed this prayer that I read to you. Now, I want you to see in this prayer, Paul was praying for them to know the love of Christ. And you'll see a progression in this prayer. If you look in verse 17, he talks about being rooted and grounded in love. There's the starting point. But there's a process here. I want you to comprehend the depth, the length, the breadth, and the height of the love of God. And I want you to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge. Know something that's beyond knowing. And finally, as a result, to be filled with all the fullness of God. This is how this process works out, that we're filled with all the fullness of God. We start at this point of being rooted and grounded in love. This is where we start out in our Christian life, rooted in the love of Christ. This is where we draw our sustenance for our life. This is an agricultural term. We're rooted in the love of Jesus Christ. And in that love is all of the nutrients we need for our spiritual life, rooted in the love of Jesus Christ. And we're grounded in that love. This is an architectural term, so that we're founded on the love of Jesus Christ. We build on the love of Jesus Christ. It's the foundation of our Christian experience, rooted in His love. And we build on the love of Jesus Christ. And with that starting point, we begin to comprehend the love of Christ. The Bible says here, that may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and the length and the depth and the height. In other words, Jesus wants every saint of God to comprehend His love, that you may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth, height, depth, and length of the love of God. One man portrayed the love of God like this. He drew a cross, and at the top he said the height. At the bottom he said the depth. On one side the length. On the other side the breadth. This is the height, the depth, the breadth, and the length of the love of God. It's seen in the cross of Jesus Christ. My, that's the statement God made in history about His love for fallen man. You know, it's hard to comprehend something that's not, you know, native to us, really. The love of God is so far beyond us that without the help of the Spirit of God, it's impossible for us to comprehend the love of God. It takes God's Spirit to help us to comprehend such love as was demonstrated to us in the cross of Calvary. We tend to love those that are like ourselves. You know, Jesus said concerning the publicans love other publicans. And He said about sinners that sinners love sinners. But the love of God goes far beyond that. And we are to comprehend this love that's not native to us. Let me ask you this question. Could you love a worm? Could you love a maggot? Who ever heard of loving a worm or loving a maggot? But you understand that the gulf between God and man was greater than the gulf between a man and a maggot. And yet God loved us. I'm telling you, brother, in spite of our sins, in spite of our degradation, in spite of the pollution of our sin, in spite of our rebellion against Him, God loved us. Hey, don't ask me to love a maggot, but I'm telling you that God loves sinners. God wants us to be able to comprehend, at least to some extent, the love of God for us. The Bible says that scarcely for a righteous man would one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would dare to die. But God commendeth His love toward us, and in that while we were yet sinners, and Christ died for us. He said, for when we were yet without strength, and Christ died for the ungodly. We were not good, and we were not righteous. We were rebels against God. We were enemies to God. We were fighting against the plan of God. And God loved us in spite of the fact that we were rebels against Him. When you begin to think about that, brother, when you begin to consider the depth, the height, the breadth, the length of the love of God, God says, I want you to comprehend. I want you to wrap your mind around it as far as you can. Get that finite mind around the infinite love of Christ. And I want you to comprehend the love of Jesus Christ. But not only do I want you to comprehend it, Paul prayed that not only would they comprehend the love of God, but he said, I want you to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge. I want you to know something that's unknowable. Know something that you cannot know apart from the supernatural intervention of the Spirit of God. I don't want you just to comprehend this. I want you to experience this. I want it to be a reality in your life. I want it to be demonstrated in your life. I want the same love that God had for you to be in you and demonstrated toward other people. You know, there's some kinds of love it's hard to understand, really. It's hard for me to understand how a battered woman can love that husband. But oftentimes she does. He'll beat her and she still loves him. And nobody can understand her, you know. And I understand that woman. How in the world could you love that man that beats you, that hits on you, that strikes you, and yet she loves him? How about a mother that's an abused mother, and she still loves that son? He may whip up on her. He may beat her. He may mistreat her. He may verbally abuse her, and she still loves him. I'm telling you, that's hard to comprehend. We ask ourselves, how can you love that boy? How can you love that child that abuses you, that verbally abuses you, physically abuses you? How can you love that son? Have you ever known anyone like that? Oh yeah, there's been plenty of them. And it's hard, brother, to understand a love like that. But I'm telling you, that's the kind of love that Jesus had for us. when we mistreated him, when we put him on the sidelines of life, when we went after everything but Jesus, and Jesus still loved us. When we mistreated him, he still loved us. Jesus loves sinners. You know, we sing a song here sometimes. Love lifted me. Y'all remember that old song? Love lifted me. Let's see how that goes. I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore, very deeply stained within, sinking to rise no more. But the master of the sea heard my despairing cry. From the waters lifted me, now safe am I. All my heart to him I give, ever to him I'll cling. In his blessed presence live, ever his praises sing. Love so mighty and so true, listen to me. Love so mighty and so true merits my soul's best songs. Faithful, loving, service to him belongs. Souls in danger, look above. Jesus completely saves. He will lift you by his love out of the angry waves. He's the master of the sea, billows his will obey. He your Savior wants to be saved today. Love lifted me. And I tell you, brother, that's exactly the reason why I'm saved this morning. And that's the reason why you're saved this morning, is because Jesus loves sinners. And Paul's prayer was that we might comprehend the love of Christ, we might know the love of Christ, in order that we might be filled with all the fullness of God. So being rooted and grounded in the love of God, comprehending the love of God, knowing the love of God, it results in being filled with all the fullness of God. Do you think this is what God desires for every one of us here this morning? That we be filled with all the fullness of God? That we be enriched by the presence of God? That we share the riches of His grace and the riches of His mercy and the riches of His glory in our own souls? Did we come to the house of God this morning feeling like we're rich or feeling like we're poverty stricken? You know, God wants you to be rich in the blessings of the Lord, filled with what? The fullness of God. Hey, brother, I have felt some of that around here this morning, and I know if God can find a vessel that's hungry and thirsty, He'll fill you with the fullness of God. What God's looking for is somebody that'll provide for Him something to put His blessings in. A vessel that He can feel. A desire that He can feel. He said, "Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness. They shall be filled." Every one of us here this morning have been partakers of the love of God. We've experienced the love of God in our life. We've experienced the love of God in our families. And it demands a response from us. Oh my, when we understand how much Jesus cared for me. And the song says, no one ever cared for me like Jesus. No one ever loved you like Jesus. And the love of God can lift you from where you are. Make you what you ought to be. Bring deliverance to you and fill you with all the fullness of God. Hallelujah. My, the Lord wants to do a great work in your heart and life this morning. Sister Judy, if you'll come to the piano this morning, I'm going to give an altar call. There may be somebody in this house this morning without Christ. Your life is wrecked and ruined and wretched and miserable. And you've got pain in your heart. But Jesus Christ loves you. Came to where we were to lift us up out of the miry clay of sin and set our feet on a solid rock. And there may be somebody here in this house this morning, you're feeling your spiritual poverty, but Jesus wants you to be filled with all the fullness of God.
Yes, He does.
And around these altars this morning, we can find the fullness of God. And God will help us. Can you understand this morning that He's offering to us the fullness of an infinite God? Brother, whatever capacity you've got this morning, the Lord can feel that capacity. Fill your heart with joy, with peace, with righteousness. Oh my, the kingdom of heaven is not meat and drink, but it is righteousness and joy and peace in the Holy Ghost. And the Lord will fill your cup till it runs over this morning. You can have the fullness of God in your life.